This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, September 23rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. These days, we know how valuable our data is, and more of us are choosing to protect it using virtual private networks. VPNs keep our activity on the internet private from our internet service providers, companies like streaming services, and governments that may be trying to gather information or prevent their citizens from seeing certain things. But are VPNs a catch-all for protecting our information online? On today's show, our personal tech reporter Dalvin Brown joins us to discuss how VPNs work, when they're most useful, and their potential downsides. That's after these headlines. Amazon has built a sprawling logistics network to move merchandise around the country, and it beefed up that network more as demand surged during the pandemic. But a Wall Street Journal analysis finds that Amazon's trucking contractors were more than twice as likely to receive unsafe driving scores compared with other companies. And according to the journal's review, since 2015, more than 75 people have died in crashes that involved trucking companies working for Amazon. WSJ reporter Chris Weaver says Amazon has taken some steps to ensure it's working with safer trucking companies.
But the reality is that it's a difficult industry because it is highly fragmented and attention to safety varies wildly by company. And they still have a lot of demand. They say that they do more than 1.5 million trips a month. So to the extent that they're making it too hard to be in their network, they will struggle to meet that demand. And to the extent that they don't clamp down, they'll continue to find companies that they would rather not have hauling their trailers, nevertheless doing it.
Amazon said that its contractors had a rate of fatalities per vehicle mile around 7% lower than the industry average in 2020, and that it had eventually suspended contractors involved in crashes in three states. In more exclusive journal reporting, the biggest crypto exchange in the U.S., Coinbase, used its own money to speculate on cryptocurrencies before ending the effort. According to people familiar with the matter, Coinbase created a group tasked with generating profit, in part by using the company's own money to trade cryptocurrencies. The move was described by some people in the company as proprietary trading. Last year, Coinbase executives testified to lawmakers that the company didn't buy and sell digital currencies from its own accounts. A spokeswoman for Coinbase said the statements to Congress were accurate, and the group was created to support client-driven transactions. Coinbase shares have tumbled around 70% over the past year, and the company is looking to develop new businesses. While there are no laws preventing Coinbase from trading crypto, some observers note the activity could harm Coinbase's clients. UK regulators are taking a look at the country's cloud infrastructure sector in the coming weeks, with an eye on the market positions of Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. The UK's Office of Communications, known as Ofcom, said the three companies generate 81% of the revenue in the country's public cloud market. The regulator says it wants to look at the strength of competition and whether they might be limiting innovation or the growth of new players. This is the latest move by British regulators and policymakers to carve out a position as an important global tech watchdog. Microsoft said it would contribute to the study. Amazon and Google didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Tesla is recalling more than 1 million of its electric vehicles over concerns the car's windows could pinch passengers when they close. The company plans to perform over-the-air software updates for affected vehicles. The recall applies to certain Model 3 vehicles, Model Ys, Model Ss, and Model X vehicles, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. In a safety report, Tesla said it wasn't aware of any crashes, injuries, or deaths associated with the malfunction. And the company behind the well-known virtual private network, ProtonVPN, is pulling out of India, ahead of new rules that require VPN operators in the country to collect customer information, including names, emails, and the IP addresses they use to connect to the internet. The rule takes effect Sunday and will require companies to hold client data for 5 years. Companies and rights groups say the law will undermine privacy and internet freedom. Proton chief executive Andy Yen said on Thursday the rules also endanger activists and whistleblowers who use VPNs to protect their identities. Some of the best-known VPN providers have already stopped operating in India. India's Computer Emergency Response Team has said the new rules are needed to tackle cybercrime. The agency didn't respond to a request for comment about Proton's withdrawal. Speaking of VPNs, when is the best time to use them, and how safe are they really? We'll discuss how virtual private networks can offer a shield for your information. Sometimes. That's after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with. Listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
Once seen as a tool for spies or whistleblowers, virtual private networks, or VPNs, are now used by companies, families, and individuals just looking to protect their privacy. But just because VPNs keep your data hidden from some people who might want it, doesn't mean your data is always private. And there may be some times when you may not need one to keep you safe online at all. WSJ Personal Tech reporter Dalvin Brown wrote about VPNs, the best ways to use them, and their possible downsides. And he joins me now. Hi, Dalvin. Thanks for joining me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So start us off with some basics. What is a VPN? What does it do?
Yeah, so a VPN is a virtual private network, and essentially it does just that. It creates a private channel over the open web for your data. It encrypts your data and turns it into gibberish so that third parties can't see it. And if they do happen to hack into servers where your data is, it will be illegible, essentially. And the process protects your data from your internet service provider, but it also masks your search history and the websites and apps you're using from hackers.
Okay, so say I'm considering using a VPN. When would be the right time to start using one?
Yeah, so I will say it's questionable whether everyone needs a VPN, because a lot of websites have encryption already built in. So websites with HTTPS will kind of protect people from having their data snooped on by third parties or their internet service provider. With that said, there are scenarios that a VPN might be useful to you. So for one, if you're traveling abroad and you have Netflix, for instance, and you want to be able to access your content abroad, a VPN might help you do that. If you're also just worried about what information your internet service provider has on you, a VPN can help with that. And there's also some protections, like I said, against hackers, where, you know, if you're using a public Wi-Fi network and you're afraid someone might be snooping, or you just want to prevent that from happening, a VPN might be useful to you.
Okay, so a VPN is going to protect my data from an outsider who wants to look at it, but does the VPN have access to it?
Yeah, so it's a catch-22. If you sign up for a VPN, you're certainly shielding your information from a lot of people, but the VPN provider does have access to what you're doing online. What you want to look for then is what their logs policy is. Some have no logs policy, which means they do not log your information, or they'll explicitly say how long they hold on to your browser data before deleting it. So those are two things that you really want to pay attention to when you're picking a VPN.
Are there other possible downsides to using a VPN versus maybe not using it?
Yeah, so after publishing this story, some readers wrote in talking about how difficult it was to log into their bank account online, for instance, when they had a VPN activated, which makes sense. If your bank thinks you're in another country, they may not allow you to sign in. there's also limitations with streaming. So streaming platforms like Netflix are sort of fighting an uphill battle against VPNs. So while your VPN may allow you to stream content internationally today, or a specific show you want to see internationally today, it may not be able to tomorrow as Netflix and other companies work to circumvent this.
What about the costs of them? Because, I mean, this is something you're paying for, right?
Yeah, you don't want to use a free VPN. At least that's what cybersecurity experts told me. The companies that are offering VPNs for free have to make money some way, and you don't want them to make money by selling your data. So you would want to go with one that you're paying for. Prices run the gamut, but going with a company that has been in the business for at least 10 years or longer is a safer way to go. And then you can decide whether you want to pay monthly for a VPN service or whether you want to pay annually. And if you pay for your VPN, you're more likely to get other useful features like kill switches that will turn off your internet connection the moment your data isn't end-to-end encrypted. So you get added benefits if you pay for a VPN service that you probably won't get if you're going with a free one.
Delvin, I feel like we've heard a lot more about VPNs over the last year or so between companies using them more, with workers being remote, and also with the war in Ukraine, we've heard about people in Russia maybe using them to get around some of the restrictions on the internet there. Is that changing at all how VPNs work or the way governments might crack down on them?
Governments can and have certainly cracked down on people using VPNs. Your internet service provider knows when you are using a VPN. And so if you're in a country where your internet service provider is the government, then certainly there are risks there. But people continue to use them, particularly in countries with strict censorship, to get around that and to access information that's more widely available on the internet. And so if you have any concerns about the government, any concerns about hackers, or any concerns about really anyone other than the VPN provider peeping in, then a VPN is one thing to consider.
All right, that was our personal tech reporter, Dalvin Brown. Dalvin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Julie Chang is our producer. Chris Zinsley is our supervising producer. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.